The moving was over and done. Professor St. Peter was alone in the dismantled house where he had lived ever since his marriage, where he had worked out his career and brought up his two daughters. It was almost as ugly as it is possible for a house to be. Square, three stories in height, painted the color of ashes. The front porch, just too narrow for comfort, with a slanting floor and sagging steps. As he walked slowly about the empty, echoing rooms on that bright September morning, the professor regarded thoughtfully the needless inconveniences he had put up with for so long. The stairs that were too steep, the halls that were too cramped, the awkward oak mantels with thick round posts crowned by bumptious wooden balls over green tiled fireplaces. Certain wobbly stair treads, certain creaky boards in the upstairs hall had made him wince many times a day for 20-odd years, and they still creaked and wobbled. He had a deft hand with tools. He could easily have fixed them, but there were always so many things to fix, and there was not time enough to go round. He went into the kitchen, where he had carpentered under a succession of cooks, went up to the bathroom on the second floor, where there was only a painted tin tub. The taps were so old that no plumber could ever screw them tight enough to stop the drip. The windows could only be coaxed up and down by wriggling, and the doors of the linen closet didn't fit.